There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, so let me say it slowly for you in case you need the numbers rather than the Dr. Joy part, which is 855-99-37569. And if you didn't write that down, 855-99-37569, you can always go to drjoy.com and it's there permanently. All right? 855-99-37569. All right, so we were talking about technology, and there this kind of interesting story from last week about doctors making house calls, and which I thought was a terrific idea, and the idea being that for $99, a doctor would come to your house, and they could give you a prescription. I think for an extra $20, they'd pick up the prescription for you. They could come and sort of, I mean, you have a real physician coming. And for $99, the question is whether or not the insurance company will pay for it. It's up to you. I mean, you have to collect your own insurance. But, I mean, that's still a great deal. And as, you know, if you have a young child or even if you don't have a young child, the idea of not having to go to a doctor's office, of waiting in your own home, and certainly not having to go to the emergency room and having a doctor. I mean, it's kind of like having your next door neighbor, except you have to pay them. But your next door neighbor, you probably have to take them out for dinner anyway. I think it's a great idea. So we're asking people, what other creative use? Because I'm always whining about the internet and the terrible things that happen because of the internet. And I'm saying, well, I thought this was brilliant. They also have Uber, which is turning out to be a little more complicated than people thought, which will come and pick you up. And on times where cabs are hard to find at peak hours or in the rain, admittedly, Uber tends to charge a bit more as well, but it's still a good service, I think. They also have things where you can order food. Well, you've always been able to order food, but you can now order ingredients, so the stuff will come already, so you can cook it up yourself. Although that does seem to be a little bit decadent, I guess. I mean, if ordering food is one thing. Ordering the ingredients and cook it up. I mean, why not just go to the grocery store? And you've been able to order groceries for a long time. Fresh Direct is around here and has apparently moved to other cities. You can get your laundry picked up, which I suppose you've always been able to do. Dry cleaners have always been able to pick up your laundry and stuff. So there are more and more things that you can do on your cell phone. So we're sort of asking people, what technology might you use to solve a problem? And you guys did such a great job on the Mars question, I thought we'd try this. All right, so, and I think we'll combine this with what use of technology. They were really supposed to be the same question, and they somehow got a little bit separated on the on Facebook. So let's hear. Do you have any great suggestions, Manny?
Not one that I could think of off the top of my head.
I actually came up with one. I'm trying to remember what it was the other day. We had something before where they would send you. You would text me your email address. You didn't actually text it to me, but you text it to something, and they would then send you the call of the week every week. And I thought better than the call of the week would be the movie of the week. You know, which movies you should see and why.
Sure.
So I thought that would be kind of a cool thing to do. I haven't convinced anybody to do that yet. but I thought that would be kind of... I'm trying to think what other kinds of things. Whether or not you need an umbrella. And in theory, I mean, I can go to my phone and hit the weather thing, but it's amazing how often I don't have an umbrella. That would be a great thing to be able to just sort of hit, bring me an umbrella, you know, and somebody would show up. I've told the story before of being at Disney for one of the events there. And I was at a parade, and it started raining, and all of a sudden I noticed everybody had the same color umbrella, and somebody handed me an umbrella. And it turns out that what they used to do, I assume they still do it, is they would just, you know, the idea at Disney, and one of the reasons that they have, you know, Mickey Mouse U, is that they are terrifically good at customer service, at hospitality. And so if there's forecasted rain, apparently if there's not, that the stores all have umbrellas around, and I guess they're yours to keep. It's probably not bad advertising. But they will go and hand you an umbrella, which I thought was pretty cool. I've also, my favorite story from that hospitality kind of thing is I was down there for as press, and they had sort of sent the invitation. They would send you the day's itinerary, the next day's itinerary at night, and they would send you, I think in this particular case it was a chocolate chip cookie or something, and for some reason I didn't get the itinerary, so I called down, and by the time I called down, because you were out all day, and so by the time I called down, I was not calling down to the lobby in my hotel, but one several on the property, but not my hotel. And I was staying on the property, and I said, I can get my itinerary, and they said, oh, does that mean you didn't get the chocolate chip cookie? And I said, oh, no, was there a chocolate chip cookie? And they said, no. They said, we don't have any more chocolate chip cookies, but we'll bring you the itinerary. I said, fine. I get up the next morning, and I open my door, and someone has taken a huge bag of M&M peanuts. I mean, not the small one, the huge bag, and carefully taped it with a washcloth around it so it didn't make the door wiggle, so it didn't wake me up in the middle of the night thinking someone was trying to get into my room, and taped it, and said, "Day without chocolate is a day without sunshine." And I actually tracked the person down, because they had gone to the employee cafeteria with their own money, and got me the M&M thing. And I actually not only tracked the person down, I wrote a letter to, I think Michael Eisner was head of ABC Disney at the time. It was Disney. And wrote a letter saying, I was so impressed with this. And he wrote me a letter back saying, well, we're really pleased, and this is what we try and do, and we recognize this person. And I just thought that attention to detail, especially, now this admittedly was, what, about 10 years ago. But I sort of have the sense, and I certainly hope, because it would ruin my sense of well-being in the world, that they still do that level of customer service. I just thought it was incredibly cool. So there. Alrighty. So let's go. So I guess my thing would be to bring you an umbrella, maybe. You know what else would be cool? I think for me, and I think a lot of women, and there are a lot of places that you can go to get your hair washed or blown out or whatever done, but an app that would have somebody come to your house and either do your hair or do your makeup or both for special events, but an app. So in the last moment, if your hair looked like crap or somebody, you know, some cool person asked you out or you had a last minute kind of thing, I think that would be very cool.
Okay.
All right, so those are my inventions. I know, very girl. Bring you a new pair of shoes when your feet hurt. All right, so what have other people come up with?
We have one person, Mike says, an app not related to doctors making house calls, but a smartphone app that can be set by a young adult that can ring or text the owner a realistic excuse, examples being like an emergency of some sort, for the person to gracefully excuse himself or herself from a sticky social situation such as a binge drinking party or a date gone creepy.
All right. Now, was this from a man?
Yes.
Okay. Because let me tell you, sweetie pie, we've been doing that for years where we have a signal that we will call at a certain hour, you know, or 15 minutes in or an hour into it, and text and say, how are you doing? At which point the person that we are texting can say, oh my goodness, I've got to go home. So we've had that signal. You guys just didn't know it. We've had that signal unit in place for years, even before smartphones, so somebody would in fact call you, and you can now presumably set your alarm, although I think the alarm is kind of a giveaway, but so that we would call each other. This was before texting. We would call each other, and so you could say, oh my gosh, you know, he's not feeling well, I'll be there in 15 minutes, and we already had it prearranged, so you didn't even need an app, you just needed a friend. but I don't disagree with you. There should maybe be kind of a 911 thing or something, a speed dial that says, I'm about to have a drink, tell me not to, or something. But women have been doing that for each other for years. You guys just didn't know it. 855-993-75.
Now we do.
Now you do. I blab. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right. Give me a call when you get a moment. All right, we were talking about the future of, I mean, listen, think about it. When we were kids, Dick Tracy used to talk into his watch. And, you know, and everybody thought that was pretty science fiction-y. And now, I mean, basically the Apple phone, or the Apple Watch. Can you actually make phone calls on that? I know it's supposed to record your biometric stuff, but can you actually make phone calls on it?
I'm not sure. I think maybe.
I thought so, maybe,
that's,
too.
That's maybe a question a lot of people are wondering.
Well, actually, hopefully we're going to do an interview with some people who are into this biotelemetry stuff big time, and actually train some Olympic athletes about it. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. The cycling world in particular has really kind of fallen apart after Lance, and figuring out how, because not only was he cheating, everybody was cheating, which certainly doesn't make his cheating okay. But the idea being that, you know, how do you enhance performance without doing something illegal or dangerous? And so and biotelemetry is sort of the answer. And it's much more complicated than we think it is, but it sort of fits in with the, I guess, the Apple Watch. I found that I can actually make a phone call on my iPad, which I guess I didn't know. Of course, I need to go take that course. I mean, my kids said, oh yeah, you really need one of these. So I did. All right, there we go. All right, let's talk about. I mean, I'm not a Luddite. I just sort of don't necessarily spend a lot of time. I just figured I read the instructions to find out where I went wrong. So one of these days I'll take a course and find out I've had all this ability to do things that I didn't ever use. All right, so let's talk about a new uses of technology. I said getting your hair done or your makeup done, that would be great. And I mean, like, movie stars have that, right? They come to the house and do that. So it'd be nice.
Some movie stars have somebody that they pay,
yeah,
that's like with them all the time too, don't they?
Well, when I had they travel in their entourage. When I TV show, they didn't come to me. Well, they came to me, but they came to me in the studio. So, you know, there were people who did my hair and makeup, but they didn't come to my house. It's a nice thing to be able to do, to know that you always look adorable. Manny, I know you always look adorable. All right, let's see what other kind of technology people are talking about.
Well, Stephanie says, I drive a school bus and cannot believe in this day and age that drivers have to learn their routes and all their stops using route sheets. This is especially true for substitute drivers who drive different routes every day. It's dangerous trying to read 8 pages of directions, look for addresses, focus on the road, and manage 60-plus rowdy kids all at once. There should be some kind of bus driver-specific GPS system that is pre-programmed with all the stops along a route, so that all a driver has to do is glance at the screen and stop at all the dots along the way.
Great idea. I think you should sort of propose that to school board, because in theory it would have to be updated as you added new kids, but that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it never occurred to me that, if you've got a regular bus, it goes to regular stops, but if you've got a school bus that picks up kids at different places, and especially special needs kids, so that it's ever-changing, and you can't, it can't be in a general vicinity. It has to be exactly the right place. That's a great idea. Somebody should do that.
Sherry says, litmus paper that detects spoiled food. Luckily, I can smell spoiled food no matter what the expiration date is. The litmus paper would help people missing their sense of smell.
That's a good idea, and sometimes you can smell it. Also, you know, when the milk turns chunky, you're probably not very good.
Yeah.
Although I actually, why was I talking to somebody about this over the weekend? So for some reason, the subject of caviar came up. And when I was working, when I was in medical school and I helped set up the pain clinic at the New England Medical Center, one of the people who was helping me, who was working with me, was an anesthesiologist. And I was in his office because, we're setting up the program. And he had a tin of caviar that was probably maybe 5-6 inches in diameter. I mean, it was in, diameter radius. It was the diameter would be the outside. It was in the radius. It was a huge tin of, and it was Iranian caviar, which is supposed to be the best. And it was also about maybe 2 to 3 inches tall. So this was literally then thousands of dollars worth of caviar, of really good caviar. And I said, is that caviar? And he said, yeah, do you like it? And I said, well, everybody likes caviar. He said, here. He gave me this huge thing of caviar. And so I thought, well, you know, I should invite people over. And it was, I mean, it's probably enough caviar for, you know, a party of 50, but I didn't know that many people, so there were maybe 8 or 10 people, and I chopped up the onion and made the little hard-boiled egg and the capers and the little rye bread toasted triangles and the whole thing. And then I opened it, and I thought, I don't know how long caviar lasts. I mean, it's fish eggs, but that means it's protein, and it's salty, so maybe it's brined like pickles, because pickles, you know, they're brined, so they don't really spoil. But I didn't know. So I called up the poison control people who were on speed dial with me, and I said, how do you know if caviar has gone bad? And I don't think anybody had ever asked them before, and they said, try it, and if you don't throw up, it's probably okay. But that was memorable. And, I mean, usually when you go to a party and there's caviar, or like one of the things that was popular about maybe 10 years ago is a little boiled potato that was cut in half and put a little bit of creme fraiche or sour cream on it, and then put like 4 little dollops, little drops of caviar on it. Well, this was probably several pounds of caviar. Pounds, not ounces, pounds. And usually, you know, you eat caviar with a little sprinkling. This was, people were spooning it out with a tablespoon. I have not had that much caviar since. And I think caviar, to a certain extent, is somewhat of an acquired taste. But really good caviar, really good fresh caviar is unbelievable. It's really yummy. So litmus test. The thing is that I think different things would spoil at different rates. So a litmus test tells you the pH of something. Yeah. So I'm not sure it would work, but I like the idea of not of not having to use your stomach as the litmus test. I finally bought a battery tester, because I have one of these, which I would never buy. And if you're going out to buy a new computer, I know they're very sleek and very sexy to get the wireless keyboard and the wireless mouse. Don't do it if you have to count on your computer, because the batteries give out, and you know you have to keep fresh batteries running all the time, and it's just a pain in the neck as far as I'm concerned. So I went and bought a wired mouse, which was very hard to find. It doesn't look nearly as sexy. So I finally thought, my keyboard takes like 3 batteries, so I went and bought a tester. So I'm now incredibly happy. So it's my litmus test for batteries. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Zorn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm wondering if you can maybe offer some suggestions on how I can help my son cope with the death of an uncle and a grandmother in 1 week.
Wow.
He just buried his grandmother yesterday, and his uncle was buried on Friday. And I have been away from our home. We lived out of town, and I had come back home to help with his grandmother and was with her when she passed. And he also saw his grandmother as a tiny little person that deteriorated to nothing. And
yeah.
I have a feeling he, well, not I do have a feeling, the couple that we stay with told us that yesterday they had seen he was crying, and she just hugged him, and he just broke right down. Yet when I asked him if we could speak, you know, like if he wanted to talk about it, he was, no, I'm fine.
It may feel more comfortable to sort of be emotional in front of someone he doesn't know quite as well, and it may be that he feels he has to be macho in front of mom. Are you a single parent, or are you married?
Oh, no, married.
Okay.
Many years.
Right. How old is your son?
He's 15.
Okay.
And he was a pallbearer, and he saw Grandma get put in, the, you know.
How old is Graham?
Graham was 82, and it was natural.
What about Uncle?
He died of cancer, and he saw him as well, and that was.
And how old is he?
He was 62. It was her son. So my husband lost his son and his mother this week.
Wow. No, not
and,
his son. No, he lost his brother.
Pardon me. He lost his brother and his mother.
So,
and I've been away from the home for the last 5-6 weeks because I came down to help Grandma and take care of her and stay at the hospital.
Well, kiddo, I think you're asking kind of a global question and then a specific one. The question in general is, how do you help someone deal with death?
The young one. How do I help my son?
I think all you do is, I think the neighbor who hugged him was exactly right, that the skin is the largest organ of our body, and sometimes we can communicate in that way where words don't really work very well, that saying somebody I'm really sorry, and I mean, I think one of the things you can do, so that's in general, I think, just hugging people, but I think that certainly with our kids, one of the ways we deal with death is we just talk about it from our point of view as opposed to telling them how they should feel or even asking them how they should feel. Of just saying, you know, sometimes I miss Grandma, and in some ways, you know, I'm really, it just, Grandma was one thing because Grandma's 82, but Uncle George when he was only 62, and just talk about your feelings. And I think in talking about your feelings, you may give your son the opportunity to talk about his without, because it's voluntary rather than interrogation, because a question by definition is intrusive, right? How do you feel? Well, I don't want to talk to you about it. He'll talk to you about it if he wants to. But I think as a parent, what you need to watch out for in your child is he doesn't seem morose, he doesn't necessarily go off and isolate himself, that he's sleeping okay, that he's eating okay. But I think what I would do is just sort of keep an eye on the situation rather than assume that things are one way or the other. And talking about your feelings, I think, makes it much easier for him to talk about his, and he will talk.
What about getting outside help for him?
Well, again, unless you see that there's some problem, that the sleep disturbance, not doing well in school,
that's already happening. He already isn't doing well in school.
Well, but was he doing? Does this have anything to do with grammar? Or is this because he's not a very good student?
Oh no, he's just being a teenager and just not applying himself.
Well, but
that's
then again,
a big issue.
But Sandy, look, what we look for here is that something has changed as a result of this. That there's been some fall off. That he's not eating. That he's, you know, the things that used to make him happy doesn't. I mean, the fact that he's not a good student presumably doesn't have much to do with Grandma or Uncle George.
No.
That he hasn't been a good student for a long time. And I think it's as patronizing to say to a kid, "You need some help," as it is to an adult. And so, what you do with either a kid or an adult, if you think they need some help, is you point to a specific behavior and say, "You know, I noticed that you seem to be spending more time by yourself. That you're writing. Your teacher has mentioned that you're writing more about death, or that you seem sad, or that you're not eating." Because then it's not your opinion. It's here's this behavior, and it might feel good to talk to somebody about it. But I don't think I would necessarily assume that he's going to have serious problems. I mean, look, you're the adult who's lost, and your husband who's lost a brother and a mom in the same week may be much more affected. I mean, I think grandparents are great, but most kids expect at some point that they're going to lose their grandparents because they're, you know, they're 40 or 60 or whatever years older than they are, and that's a normal, as you point out, kind of thing. And Uncle George, I don't know how much time he spent with Uncle George or with Grandma, but again, kids understand that people get old and die. What's harder for us as adults to understand that not only do people get older than die, but so do we. So that's a little upsetting. And by the time you're old enough to have a 15-year-old son, you've probably experienced some other deaths. So this may be actually harder for you and your husband than it is for your son. I'm not suggesting that you ignore it, but keep an eye out on it, but don't assume that somehow he's going to need some help. You may, or you may not, but keep an eye out and talk about your feelings, because we know that there are different ways of grieving, and the only real problem about grieving is if we somehow try and deny it. That otherwise, different people will grieve in different ways. Some people will be fine for a while and then fall apart. Some people will fall apart immediately. But and he's a 15-year-old boy, which is a difficult age of figuring out how to deal with his feelings. But I would let him find his own way, and unless you're seeing some serious problem. And the serious problem isn't either crying or not crying. The serious problem is a major change in his behavior.
Like I happened to find a ripped sweatshirt like where he looked like he was angry and just ripped it.
Well, you can say what happened to the sweatshirt.
Oh, I brought it with me. I'm going to ask him.
Well, but you can also say, I mean, you know, I know when I'm getting angry sometimes what I, you know, and there's a biblical thing about renting clothes, of tearing clothes. Mm-hmm. But don't make assumptions. It may be that you're having some trouble with it, and your husband certainly, but it may be that he's a kid. And it, I mean, the nice thing, protective thing about being 15 is you tend to be a little narcissistic. It tends to be mostly about me rather than about anything else. So keep an eye out, and if they're questionable symptoms, you can call me up and check it out. But I don't think I would assume off, you know, a priori that he's going to have some problems with it. Okay? You may, but he may not. Or he may, but call me if you have any question. Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Joy. My daughter was recently diagnosed as being bipolar.
How old is your daughter?
25. She's been suffering for depression for a while. Middle of last year, she had a feeble suicide attempt, which opened our eyes to the whole thing.
Describe a feeble suicide attempt.
She took some Tylenol PM and some Benadryl. And, you know, nothing major to the organs or anything.
Make her sleepy. How did somebody find her?
Her fiancé at the time, was there when she was taking the pills. He didn't know until all of a sudden she started getting groggy. So he ran her to the emergency room where she was at. And so that started it all for us. Most recently, she overdid some of her medication that she was prescribed for because she wanted to fall asleep. She couldn't fall asleep. I don't think she wanted to kill herself because she ended up looking on the computer to find out what could happen to her. She called Rescue, the crisis hotline that they've got, filed her, you know, they give a list of people that you call, you know, for support. She called Rescue Crisis. They suggested she go to the hospital, so the squad took her in. She since is out, but we get these ignorant comments from our family and friends that don't have a clue what mental illness is about. Like one of my sister-in-law says, she's lonely. You need to move her home. And that's the last thing we want. And that's the last thing she wants.
Well, I mean, Tom, listen.
What do you say to those people?
First of all, how would they know about all this stuff going on? Who told them?
Well, we try to keep our family up.
Well, Tom, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
The way that they have that information is you tell them. Stop telling them. It's none of their business.
Okay.
I mean, that's if you cut the information off at the source, you're going to have a lot less misinterpretation, a lot less intervention, a lot less people feeling it's okay to be judgmental. Stop telling them. It's not their business. They don't tell you everything that's going on in their family.
Okay.
I'm sure your daughter is not particularly appreciative of it because it becomes the fodder of family gossip. Just stop telling them.
Okay.
Who diagnosed her as manic depressive?
Well, it would be her psychiatrist.
Okay, so she is seeing a psychiatrist.
Yeah, and she has a therapist.
Is she on medication?
Yes, she's on Paxil is one of them. She has another medication.
Well, Paxil isn't necessarily the drug of choice for manic depression. It's
she's on Depakote too. They've recently had her on Depakote. She had a blood level drawn. She was almost at the toxic level of this Depakote, which our family physician didn't like, but, you know, he's not a psychiatrist. So they're reducing her Depakote. She has an appointment with a psychiatrist for next week. They might try something new.
All right, and she sees the therapist on a weekly basis?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, I think I would still maintain that what you really need to do at this moment is just stop telling the family members.
Okay. Well, like this weekend, we were supposed to go out. Well, where are us and our daughter, you know, Phil, you know, one of the other family members said that, you know, the daughter was back in the hospital and then, you know, they find out about it, so.
Well, but I think you can just say, you know, that sometimes it takes a while to get her medication right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's easy enough.
Indeed.
That's a fact.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. All right, let's talk a little bit more about technology as you guys are looking at the future.
Just a couple more here. We have one person that says, use the internet to bring people with similar interests together face-to-face. Besides dating?
Well, there's Meetup that I know of, and there are probably other ones as well.
I think you'd mentioned that with a caller last week.
Yeah. And they have, I'm trying to remember who
it was. Either a caller or an emailer, I think.
Yeah.
Last week, I remember you mentioning it.
It's not dating. It's specifically people of You know, and well, here, let me just, I'll grab it right here and just tell you that there are obviously city-specific and sometimes neighborhood-specific. This one's got Meetup New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester, but let me just tell you what it is in general and give you some idea. Just because, you're exactly right let's see what I'm going to do here. You know, let me go back and do Meetup New York because that's better. The idea being that that computers, that internet dating has changed the face of dating hugely. Because, as I said, the largest group of people who are using the computer to date are 55 and up, which I was absolutely surprised about. I assumed that it was 25 to 35. Kids were out of school, but so all right. So they've got Memorial, the Club Getaway, Amazing New York Scavenger Hunt. Let's see what else we got here. They do have a singles. They have the ones that I've seen that they have, and you can do it within 25 miles. They've got Entrepreneurs, Startup Network, Hudson Valley Hikers, Fun Things to Do in New York Today, Shyness and Social Anxiety Meetup Group, a tech meetup, data driven. I wanted to do that just not alone. Let's learn to code together. The product group. You can see there's a lot of technology. Language exchange, Brainiacs, single men and single women, Everything Brooklyn, soccer, co-ed soccer, vegetarian and vegan meetup, hardware startup. So there's a huge amount of technology-based stuff. Dashing Whippets running team, New York City, New Jersey Walks, explore architecture, art, history, and sculpture. Data Wranglers, there we go again, Tech Breakfast, After Work Drinks and Networking. I don't know what CTO is. A huge number of people are free events in New York City, The Adventures of Meetup Group, Awesome Things to Do, Harlem Go Meetup, Upper West Side Moms of Babies, Toddlers, and Preschoolers. So there's huge amounts of things. Hang Out in Queens, Docker, New York City, New York City Walks, Nature, Beauty, and Peace, Real Estate and Investors Association, Photographers, Shore Walkers, Social Group, Entrepreneurs, Virtual Reality, Creative Socials, Beginning Programmers, Team Awesome, I have no idea what that is, Java Meetup Group, I assume everybody goes and either does programming or drinks coffee or both, First Time Upper West Side Moms, Fun Run, Hiking and Outdoor Adventure Group, Apache Storm User Group. So you can see there's huge numbers of different things. These do seem to fall into certain categories, but Appalachian Mountain Club, New York, North New Jersey. So just go and, they already exist. So do it. And you can also start your own, so keep going. All right, here we go. What else?
And then just one more here. Interactive video game simulations to engage and safely teach young adults the possible logical or natural ill consequences of poor choices.
Say that again. That one got a little complicated on me toward the end. Do it again.
Interactive video game simulations to engage and safely teach young adults the possible logical or natural ill consequences of poor choices.
That's an interesting idea, that instead of all these video games that show you shooting cops or driving fast or...
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. That maybe sort of an interactive game that shows what happens, you know, that a drinking game or whatever. There's a new study out that suggests that that the longer you play video games, that video games in and of themselves are neither here nor there. But the longer you play, the more likely it is. It's not only the longer that you play, the more, especially when they're violent, the more you tend to have violent responses. and view violence as a problem solver. But from my point of view, it's if you're playing video games, you're not doing other things. You're not playing with other kids, presumably. You're not outside. You're not reading. You're not doing your homework. You're not interacting with your family. So there's kind of a double whammy. There's also a bunch of studies which affects not only kids but adults as well that that says that the blue light does affect melatonin, which means you're not going to sleep as well. There was also a study that seems to me a little wobbly, but nevertheless provocative, that says the more time kids spend on video games, the less, especially the younger kids, the less they tend to develop the part of their brains that have to do with empathy and sympathy and kindness and morals. So, I mean, video games, I mean, I don't think that video games in and of themselves, any more than rock and roll or whatever, is the culprit. But the amount of time spent, and because it's so easy to do it, that it's you know that it is a problem. So the idea that a video game would show you bad choices is an interesting notion. The question is, could you get people, kids, to do it, and would it make any sense? I mean, and I suppose you could argue that that if you made it sexy enough, maybe it would be useful enough. Although the question is, do kids really view video games as real life? Hard to know that. Right. So I actually had, we'll do this next. Or I had a thing about emotions in fruit flies, which I thought was so a misuse of term that I actually wanted to share it with you and sort of rage about it. As you know, Cannes is going on right now, the movies in Cannes, and one of the big hits of the of Cannes is going to be our guest on Friday, talking about the true cost of it's an amazing documentary, and it's turning out, see, we were prescient in this, in that we sort of arranged to do this interview like 2 weeks ago. I don't know if they would still agree to do it because they've gotten so popular, but they already did, so I'm sure that they'll continue to honor their commitment to us. And that'll be on Friday. It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which is, it's called The True Cost, and it's a look at essentially the fashion industry, which you don't think of, well, although there have been, what, four or five documentaries this season about various designers in the fashion industry. So this is this should be kind of fun coming up. We'll bring a little bit of France to y'all via the radio. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com.